Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this section, we're going to talk with our rescue group this week, which is the Australian Cattle Dog Rescue of Mid-Michigan. We're going to talk with Monica Larner, the director. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Monica, for Australian cattle dogs, can you help our listeners understand what is it about the breed that is unique? What kind of animals are they? And who makes the perfect owner of an Australian cattle dog?
Okay, I'd be happy to answer that question. Australian cattle dog is a high activity dog, as their name, you know, denotes. They want to work cattle. That's what they were bred to do. Actually, the Australian cattle dog is a mixture of five different breeds. The first breed was the dingo, so there's the relationship to Australia. The blue merle collie, white bull terrier, and Australian kelpie. Also, Dalmatians in there, too. So those five breeds were put together to make, quote, the ideal working dog in the Australian outback.
Sounds to me like they would be a pretty hardworking and tough dog.
Yeah. And lots of energy.
Yes, lots of energy. And so they have that personality bred into them to be very, I almost call them a perfectionist. So they're a good problem solver.
Now, what kind of problems do they go about solving?
Well, what I like to say is if they don't have a job or if they aren't challenged mentally, they will do things that you don't want them to do. So that's where they seem to get into trouble, is if they don't have that stimulation from us or the opportunity, you know, to get that energy out, then they're going to make up their own games, and you're not going to like probably what they make up. So they, you know, if they aren't challenged, you tend to get, you know, the chewing. You know, their mouth is their bread and butter.
Right.
So they will, you know, if they don't have chew toys or if they don't have, you know, an outlet for that, then they're going to be chewing on things that we don't like. And I think that's why so many of the dogs that I get are given up, is because of the behaviors. But people don't remember that those behaviors come about from us not giving them what they need.
Right. So they really are ideal for people who have a fairly good outdoor situation for them, where they can run around quite a bit and they can play quite a bit. And if you happen to have a pen with some sheep in it, then you're in an ideal situation.
Sure, yes. You know, they like to go hiking. They like to go jogging. They're very athletic, so they like the dog sports. They like agility, disc, you know, the frisbee disc competitions. A lot of our dogs excel at that. They like fly ball. I've even heard of some of the dogs getting into the dock diving. So, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that you can take them through to be able to, you know, get them well-rounded.
It seems like definitely not a passive dog ownership, but a very active dog ownership, and that's one of those things that really takes a personal commitment to the person that's
correct
picking up the animal. And that's probably one of the problems you have with the ones that are needing rescued, is that they don't realize they need to sign up for, you know, a very involved pet, which some people just go crazy for, and other people kind of shy away from.
And, you know, if I was going to say what their number one thing is that I like about them, is this dog breed is very loyal. So, you know, their loyalty makes them all the more, you know, want that interaction with people. If you want to just, you know, throw them out in the backyard and say, okay, entertain yourself, that's not what they're all about.
Okay.
They're about pleasing us.
And what about families? If we have, you know, is there certain age groups of children that are going to be good, bad, in between? We've had different breeds on here for rescues, and some are real family-oriented, and some are not so family-oriented. Can you kind of comment on these guys?
Well, of course, it's going to depend on the particular dog, but for the most part, they are a good family dog. They tend to have, you know, one person that they really, you know, look at as being, quote, their leader. But by the same token, you know, people say that they aren't good around kids because they see, like, when the kids run across the yard, you'll see the dog right after them herding them. Mm-hmm. Which is just their instinct. So, but in my mind, that is a behavior that needs to be, you know, the rules set down. Okay, leave it. You know, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. And so I think they've kind of gotten a bad rap, you know, saying, okay, they can't be around kids because they do that.
Yeah, and probably what the first thing you want to do is kind of accept that responsibility. If you have children, it might
Correct.
Be cute at first when he starts
Correct.
Chasing around afterwards,
yep.
but just mm-hmm. like jumping on top of you, you know,
right.
that's a behavior you got to control.
Right, right, yes.
And is there a kind of like a reach out and help people when they actually find themselves in this situation? I noticed when I was going through your website, you definitely have a very active site with respect to communication. So someone that actually has a breed of this type and really wants that family arrangement to work out, can they communicate with you guys?
Yes, definitely. We're always here for, you know, trying to problem solve or give advice. And I always recommend, you know, reading material. We have, you know, the DVDs through Pet Finder. We have, you know, lots of resources. But what I find, though, is sometimes people wait until they've just, you know, they throw up their arms and they've had it. So by that time, then it's hard to communicate, okay, you know, let's start from the beginning and let's do some behavior modification. And by that point, they're like, okay, you've got to take this dog because I can't handle it. So it's so important they start that communication, you know, much earlier than what they normally do.
Monica, but, I have a question for you regarding the breed itself. One of the things with a lot of herding dogs is they tend to use their eyes in order to communicate with other animals to get them to do what they want them to do. Mm-hmm. And some people can't handle an animal that will just stare at them incessantly. And I know with my Australian Shepherds, they very mm-hmm. much have that tendency. Mm-hmm. Is the same thing true with the cattle dogs? And is that one of the reasons why some people just can't handle having an animal like that, because they do pay such close attention with their eyes to their owners?
Right. And actually, I really praise and promote them using their eyes with me, because that tells me they're listening to me. They're not doing their own thing. They're saying, okay, you know, what are we doing? Not what am I doing, but what are we doing together? And I do these focus exercises, is what I call them, when I'm kind of doing my basic manners. I'll have a group, my mini packs, as I call them. There might be five or six dogs. They have to sit, and they have to look at me, and they get the treat when they're looking at me. And the other thing is also teaches them patience, because if I'm giving it to their neighbor, they can't be trying to take it away. They need to keep their eyes on me.
Right. But it is so important for the people who are looking at this breed to understand mm-hmm. that that is going to be something that is just built in to the
Correct.
Breed and is part of having these animals, because they do pay a lot of attention to their mm-hmm. owners, no question about it.
Yeah, yep.
Now, when it comes to the actual herding, I've seen where some animals are headers and some are heelers. Is both true with the Australian cattle dogs, or does there
okay.
tend to be more of a tendency?
The nickname is actually blue heelers, so they are definitely a heeler. That's where, going back to talking about with the kids, when the kids run, they're right there at their heels, because that's just their instinct.
Gotcha. Well, Monica, let me ask you this question. For people to get in touch with you in order to find out more about your rescue group, or to even come find out about fostering or adopting an animal, how mm-hmm. would they get in touch with you? What is the phone number they can reach you at?
Okay, my phone number is area code 989-330-5147.
Okay, and can you also give a website to where they can reach you?
Yes, my website is cowdogrescue.com.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you this morning. We've been talking with Monica Larner, the director of the Australian Cattle Dog Rescue in Mid-Michigan. Thank you, Monica. For more information or to listen to past shows, come to our website at 1320wils.com and join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show.